I'm your host, Elihu Day. Waiting for you, ma'am, Dr. Marah Muhammad, to come to the station. I thought he would be here by now. If not, we will begin until he comes to the station. Give me a second here to get prepared. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Marah Speaks, Blog Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Warafuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradio. Imam Dr. Marah Speaks Block Time, and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. But before we get started this evening, we're asking everyone to make a dua, a small prayer, for our beloved brother, Makili Muhammad. May Allah forgive him his faults and grant him paradise. The Quran, Surah 35, Ayat 18, Prayer Purifies. Bukhari, page 1345, Prophet, given five prayers. Why do we pray? Muslims pray because we feel that we owe it to Almighty God to thank him, to express obedience and submission to him. There are many more reasons than that. We pray also because we know that prayer helps us. It helps us mentally. It helps us morally. The Holy Quran says that prayer is best for purifying. It cleanses the thoughts. It cleanses the mind. We also pray because we feel that we should remember our God. And we should remember the benefit that we get from God and acknowledge that those benefits come from Almighty God, whose proper name is Allah. Remember Allah ties things together. The Quran, Surah 29, Ayah 45, remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing. The Holy Quran says that the remembrance of Allah is the best. It means that whatever you may think of doing that will help you, there is nothing that can help you more than the remembrance of Allah. Not that that is enough within itself. To just remember Allah and forget about it, we know that prayer, if it is not really lived, that is if the face that you show, if it doesn't come out, in your actions, we know it was nothing. Someone who just prays all the time and does not, his prayer has no meaning. But if you pray and you are sincere in your prayers, and if you are really giving recognition to Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, this prayer is going to make you conscious of the things that you are neglecting to do in your own life. You may be neglecting your own wife. You may be neglecting your children. You may be neglecting the home. You may be neglecting your obligation to help the Muslim community. You might be neglecting yourself. So whatever it is that If we remember, return to Allah prayer, going to improve us in everything. Allah connects us with our obligations, because Allah is the only thing that will connect us with all of our obligations. If I put my heart on making a beautiful home for myself, that beautiful home is not going to connect me with all of my obligations. If I put my heart on being a successful businessman, that's not going to connect me with all of my obligations. If I put my heart on being a good father to my children, even that won't connect me with all of my obligations. I might put my heart on being good to myself. That won't connect me with all of my obligations. But there is something that is Allah. We put our heart and minds constantly on Him. Through Him, we will connect us. He will connect us with all of our obligations, because the Creator ties everything together in the proper way. Bukhari, page 1, 345, Prophet given 5 prayers. So this great man, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may peace be upon him, he organized the prayers and he set times. Now other prophets had themselves the practice of prayers, praying in the morning, at night, and some are recorded in the Bible to have prayed in the midday. But Prophet Muhammad of Arabia, he established 5 times for prayer. He established them under divine inspiration. Pray 5 times like eat food 5 times. Now, if you think about it, today people eat 3 standard meals, right? So this is physical food. But most people believe now that day should be a little something in between breakfast and lunch, and a little something after the supper and before bedtime. So you see, the modern society has grown to require physical meals 5 times now. So you see, the divine eye saw ahead. He said, now, man, if you will feed your mouth 5 times, and you would be regular with it, you would made if you don't get that breakfast on time, why not feed your mind, which is more important than the physical body? Why not feed it 5 times? So then there was more than that. There was an importance that we should recognize. This physical food that is used to feed our body. Now, as Muslims, we know that we have received a mental, moral, and spiritual food through Al-Islam, through the Holy Quran. That food has made us and our human body healthy and strong. If we thank each other for things like a loaf of bread, $5 or $10, how much more do we thank Allah, who has given us all this wisdom that is more than $5 and $10, or a good meal of food for our higher body? Then some people say, why should we pray every day, one time a week? Why is it once a week? Come out Sunday and thank God. Why isn't that enough? Well, this is the Christian attitude. If I do you a favor every day, I expect for you to show some recognition every day. Now, Allah is doing for us every day, every minute, and every second of the day. So why should we just have a week thing, a weekend thing? We should feel gratitude. We should feel that we should say thank you every day. This way, in respecting Allah and giving Him thanks regular every day, and as many times during the day, we are showing the world that God is in our lives more important than anything else. For for those people who won't interrupt their play for God, won't interrupt their work for God, beneath their own benefit, their own personal little thing. When you go to the East, you see what rules in the East in the Muslim land. It's not the factory, it is not the dollar maker. The people rise up for the morning, and the first thing they rise up to is for Allah before the sun hits the horizon. Soon as a little rise, they rise up for Allah. Then after they rise up for Allah and get their little something to eat and clean up, then they go to work. See, this keeps your life in proper proportion, proper balance. It keeps your life healthy, and it keeps the healthy minded. Keeps you healthy minded, pardon me. Have it in the West to kill spiritual nature. But the habit that we have over here in the West is designed to kill your spiritual nature. The first thing you do in the morning, you've got to rise up for the man, for yourself too. You make a dollar for him and a dollar for you, right? Or maybe $10 for him and $2 for you, if you rise up for the man. So you rise up in the morning and you've got the job on your mind. You're rushing because you don't want to be a few minutes late for the man. You see how important a man becomes in your life? You count your little money at the end of the week. Allah is your real life. Everything becomes more important than your real life. So that is Allah. Allah is called one of his names, is Al-Hayy, which means the life. Without that life, we don't have any life. We're just earth around here moving. Got blood in it, but it is nothing but earth. Earth with no sense. Earth has natural sense. You don't catch the earth doing any crazy thing, but you let a human become earth and you got some crazy earth on your hands. Now, we want to look at something else. And that is that we talk about how man's food has become a regular thing, 5 meals people eat. And don't think it is too much. Some of them are taking snacks between the 5. They get all ugly and just can't break the habit. Work excessive more than 40 weekly. Our work has become such an experience in the family life that we really work too much and work against themselves and the family. But you have to do it to make ends meet. Many of us work 16 hours. Some works 12 hours. Some work 8 hours. But even 8 hours has become too much. You work 8 hours and you don't have time for your wife. You don't have time for your children. You don't have time for your mental development. You don't have time for anything but work. The Quran, Surah 35, Ayah 18. None bears burden of another. Color racism. Racism, color, is from the material environment. So race, where races were 3, black, brown, and red, white. The Quran, Surah 35, Ayah 27, see color in the mountains. The Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 13. God made you different. God made you different to know one another. El Hadith, page 1490 and 167W. No superiority of a black red. You will find the enemies of Islam, and they are amongst us, too, if they don't think they can say it directly to you and cause a serious problem. or be seen or they hint, they breath, it means influence. They put their influence out. They breath what they want to say without vocalizing it with words. Why do you want to follow an Arab or an Arab? Why do you want to follow a white man? Referring to the prophet prayers and the peace be upon him. Nobody makes themselves white or black. Where they are born, some white or black. If they are born in the area deprived of sunlight or direct sunlight, and their parents live in that area for generations going back for thousands of years or maybe a million years, they are white. Their eyes are weak. The color of their eyes is light, gray, blue. It has nothing to do with their heart or with their brain or their intelligence. It has nothing to do with anything except what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. We get our color from the sun. I heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say that, preaching, not whispering to anybody. He was right. That is science, and it is in the Quran. If you understand it, it lets us know color is a product of the material environment. The material environment, the Quran puts down this color consciousness that wants to make one people superior to another. Although Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, addressed it in his final farewell speech, speaks of the organic things that grow out of the earth about the variety of color, but it also speaks of color in the stones or rocks. And it says in the top of the mountain, which is revelation for the wise in scripture, for those guided by God, the colors or the rocks in the mountains, you see, stones come white, red, and it's mountain, black, and really people of that time, medieval time. In ancient time, they thought that the races should be three colors, or they made the races three colors, black, brown, and red. So white people were called red in the time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. They weren't called white European people. They were called red. Why? Because they are affected by the sun like that. The sun makes them red. So they are called red people. So the sun makes skin black. So Africa and people are called black. You had black, red, and brown. And these colors aside is said to be in the mountains, but also white. The purest of white, it says. And the purest of black that is called raven black. If you ever seen a raven bird black feathers, in the sun it is a beautiful black. It says those colors are in the mountain. What was Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, saying to the wise in that language? He was saying to them, see the signs of God that he has put in the mountains, the logic, the intelligence of the black man, the logic of the European man, and the logic of the Asian man. He put the sign of all of their intelligence of these people in the mountains, that they ascended the mountains. That means they go to the highest level in the world. Dr. King said, I have been to the mountaintop, and I believe he did reach the mountaintop for intelligence and vision in this world. Also, Moses went up to the mountain, didn't he? And Muhammad went up to the mountain. If you understand what I'm giving you right now about the mountain and about color prejudice, you will accept, as I have accepted, that God is creation supports the fact that all people are giving the same intelligence and they are all can ascend to the same height. Color, black, white, protection. So Quran Surah 2, Ayat 138, God, baptism. So Quran Surah 35, Ayat 28, color, man, animal, protects. I said to myself once, I said, black is a protection. It hides, and I noticed that vital points on certain animals were black. So I said, those vital points are made black for the protection of that animal so that the attacking animal will go to the part that shows bright, that shows bright, that bright part of that attack, that part will miss the vital organs, the vital pieces, the vital organs. A dog's nose is black, right? And that's a vulnerable spot on a dog. I said to myself, with the white is a protection. They are made white so that the attacking animal and the animal that will prey on them won't detect them so easily. Then my mind came to the chameleon, that little creature that God made that will take the color of the color that he's near or in. I said to myself, all of these colors are protection. And then I recall God saying in our holy book, and I heard Imam Pakistani, they like to say that, Sabgatila, our coloring is the coloring of the God, or our coloring is the coloring of God. So Quran Surah 36, Ayat 36, he created worlds you know not. Glory to Allah who created the pairs, who created in pairs. All things that are in the earth produces as well as their own humankind and other things of which they have no knowledge. So Allah said to Prophet Muhammad 1400 years ago, he said that there is the world that you know and world that you know not. At that time, the people had to believe Prophet Muhammad. There was no evidence, microbiologically, had not been discovered. There was a whole world of living creatures that they did not know anything about. That is the world of microscopic creatures, the biologic, the life. We call the study biologic, those microscopic creatures. We can't see them with our eyes. Can you see germs in natural water? So when you take a microscope and put a drop of creek water on the slide, microscopic slide, then that takes the microscopic and look down there. You will see them crawling. You will see animals. So here, man, after that revelation, discovered a whole world of animals. Allah said that there are worlds that you know not, meaning that, no, you can't verify this. I'm telling you that you can't verify it. You don't know. There are worlds that you know and worlds that you know not. And that has come through for us in so many ways. The world of microscopic animals and that have been discovered. There is a world of automatic energy that has been discovered, radiation and all. These things were not discovered back then, even America. We had a whole physical part of the world that was unknown to those people at that time. It had been discovered, but nobody knew it. It was forgotten. Nobody kept a record of it. The Quran predicted there are unseen worlds. The Quran, Surah 36, Ayat 36, there are worlds you know and know not. Bukhari, page 9, 134, milk from the prophet's finger. Science, true science, could not be discovered, not even the interest to go after it, if it was not for God saying in the Quran, "There are worlds that God made, and you see in worlds that you see not." The Quran even said that there were invisible worlds at that time. Man did not know that there was an invisible world of bacteria, microscopic. It had not been discovered. But later man found a whole other world of living things, microscopic life or organisms. It was not discovered before the Quran. Check your history. Check your records. So when this came to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, about creation, it said, "Read in the name of your Lord who created." That means who made all things, you included. Don't forget how I started this. I said that the Native Indians believed that everything made has a message for man's intelligence. Put it all together. Do not let it slip out of the place. Keep it all together. Thank God. Also in the Quran, God says, "Everything you see embodies knowledge. Everything seen or knowledgeable embodies of knowledge, a science, the ilma." You ask any Arab what is ilma, he will say science. Right now, it might be a native-born Arab-speaking person in the audience. Sometimes they are, when I speak, if there is any native-born Arabic speakers, persons in the Arabic, your language you were born with, stand so we can see you. If you are here, there are none here today. Too bad, fellow. You are missing a lot. Ilma is science. Everything embodies a science, higher knowledge, and ilma. So in the time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, we did not have all of these sciences of the human life. But now you have science of the blood, science of the skin, and even different parts of the skin, science of the hair, science of the eyes and different parts of the human eye, science of everything, we have it now. It was said long before it was even known by man in the Quran, and it is still there 1,400 and some years old, where God says in Arabic, "Wasa'akula sharin rabnatan wa ilman. Wasya kula sharin rabnatan wa ilman." You will find it just like that in the Quran. Translated, "So he has caused everything to be extended, expanded, and to embody of knowledge, a science." Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, even associated his dream with science. He had a dream, and he told his people his dream. He said, "I had a dream, and in this dream, milk was oozing out of my bones." And he said, "What is the meaning of that dream in science, ilma?" Now, in our time, we know that calcium is needed if you're going to have bones. And if calcium is also in the mind, in the milk, and you have to drink milk and get your calcium in order to develop your bones. And the human body is a good way. Allah creation upon duality. The Quran, Surah 36, Ayah 36, Allah created all things in pairs. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Black Talk Radio. The Quran, Surah 112, Ayah 2, Allah is eternal. The Quran, Surah 7, Ayah 7, Allah is never absent. The Quran, Surah 6, Ayah 14, Allah you feed not. Most adults think about what they do not have. Courage of a child to say it. We believe that everything has to come from something. Whatever it is, because that is our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses that situation for us that makes us have difficulty understanding this. He addresses it when he says, he created everything that exists. It operates upon a duality. That means it has two, it has that you, your thinking has to have something to think about. Thoughts, your mind has to have something to think about. You cannot operate without something else. So you have to have two. Human life, like all life, can't operate except as a duality. Some life has to have four, but humans is on a duality, and many other lives are on a duality, even in the inanimate world. Negative and positive makes it possible for their function. God says, I am alone in my identity and my uniqueness. I operate as one alone. We say everything has to come from something, so how can God exist and come from nothing? He doesn't come at all. He has never been absent. He has no beginning, as the old ministers used to say, and no ending. That's God. He has always been. Now, what makes it hard for us to understand that is because we are human and we know we can't be always. We can't live always. We can't be before creation. Feed on something. God says, I don't need you to feed me. I don't feed on anything. I don't sleep. I don't need sleep. I don't need rest. I'll tell you something. Isn't there space in here and outside? Where does it end? Is there some wall out there in the sky somewhere where it stops and it is, the wall is occupying space? And on the other side of the wall is space? Now that is enough for us to think about. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Miraj speaks Block Talk Radio. Regulatory dependability. The Quran Surah 36, Ayah 38, sun is unputed, regulated course. Allah is a worker. The Quran Surah 55, Ayah 29, Allah worketh daily. The Quran Surah 39, Ayah 39, you work in your place, I work in my place. So you need to say, oh, ye people who, whatever you can, I will do my part, but soon will you know. Your nature teaches you regularity, and God in his Quran, in his verses of scripture, points to the nature within and the nature without. In the other word, outer world, to show us how the world is regular, the sun rises in the morning, it sets at night. The season comes spring, summer, fall, and winter. Things follow in a defined pattern, and they come regularly. Who is more faithful than the sun? Or it rises every morning and it sets every night. The clouds may come up and blot out the light, but we might think that maybe the sun didn't come up the way, all the way up this morning. But one day we see the clouds push back before our eyes, and the sun is in its place on time. Didn't lose any time. It's in its place. soul, Christ, eternal, is most important. So maybe you know I don't have to get up this morning. There is no clock to punch. Yes, there is. There is a clock to punch in your house more important than any clock you can punch out there in the streets. That's your babies, your sons, your daughters. They are looking at you. They say, I get up before him. I'm going to school. I'm on my job studying, and he's in the bed asleep. No. From now on, let's not let that happen. If you have a job to do and you accept that in your life, I'm unemployed. I don't have a job to go to. If you accept that from that moment on, you started deteriorating. And you are going to deteriorate and deteriorate by degrees. And pretty soon, you are going to find that you are useless. Useless. You don't have to have a job to go to. Self-job, million acres, cultivate. The Quran, Surah 28, Ayah 77. Seek hereafter, don't forget, share in world. So life is a job, and the first and the most important job is life. You have your life to live and protect. You have your life to cultivate. You have your wife to help. Your children to cultivate. Your children to bring up. You have a job. Well, I'm a bachelor, brother. You have a job. If you are one man, you've got about 1 million acres of human land to cultivate. Your body, your own body, is equal to 1 million acres of the best land on earth. 100 acres of land, 1 million acres of land of the best land on this earth is not as valuable as your body. So don't think that you are poor. You are rich. A bachelor with no job, no wife, no girlfriend, no brother, no sister, no mother, no father, alone in the world. No friend. That bachelor, he's rich if he just wakes up to the fact that he has a wealth within himself. Cultivate it. Watch over it. Develop it. Come to the masjid on Sunday. Feed your mind. Feed your heart. Feed your spirit. Come to the khutbah, cultivate your life. We have been given light and light, light and light. It will do its job. But will you do your job? Act, work, Allah in the Quran. He even describes himself as a worker. Says, I am a worker. I am working in my place. You can't get in my place. My place is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. I'm the God, the controller of everything. But you have your place saved, so you work in your place. Allah wants workers, wants knowledgeable people. Home needs order. Family home needs order, not clutter. The Quran, Surah 36, Ayah 38. Computed, regulated costs. Look at what you have in your house today. The average one of you go back and look into your home and see, don't you have too many clothes in your home? More than what you need? Go check your home out. You have something to give a poor neighbor. You have something to give to the poor brother and sister who are in Jamaica or who are in some other country. You have something to give away and it's doing nothing but sitting there going to waste. You have shoes that you haven't worn out, but they're giving you, they'll make them obsolete to sell you more, another pair of shoes. They're not in style anymore. They put them out of style to make you give them some more money. Yes? So go check your home out. and you will see that you have a lot in your home that is unnecessary. You have things in your home that you can't use, that you're not going to use. You have no intentions of using it, but it is good enough for some other poor person to use. But that's your life. Half of you have nowhere to live in your home. Your homes are so cluttered with stuff that you don't have a place to live in your home. Isn't that miserable that the human being has allowed his intelligence to be destroyed? No sense of what is right or wrong. No sense of order, order of the world, dear people. Rendering a service in the world, dear people. You can't see what is nature, what is the order of the world. By looking at yourself or by looking at your friend, you may be out of the nature and out of the order of the world. Sun order path. God has given us something that is in the center of our universe. It is the center of our solar system, in the center of our planetary orders, and that is the sun. There is nothing around us that gets our demand as much as the attention from us than the sun. Trees, birds, creatures, none of them are big enough to compete with the sun for our attention. So when the sun rises, it gets everybody's attention. When it sets, it gets everybody's attention. And look what it's doing. The sun is following a regulated course, a regular course. The sun is following a defined order. The sun is not doing what it wants to do. The sun is not a discriminatory body that does as it pleases. No, the sun is following a law. So this is what Allah is telling us in the Quran. The sun is following a law. The sun has some sense of time, duty, and time to do it on. The sun is not late coming up. You are late coming up. The sun is following a pattern, following a defined order, following a time sequence. And look what it's doing. It is not eating up the world. The sun is helping the world grow. The sun is growing the grass. The sun is growing the vegetables or vegetation. So the first that feeds the animals, the fruit that feeds the animals. So the sun is growing the animals. The sun is growing us because we eat the animals. The sun is walking, waking us up. The sun is letting us sleep. Say, oh, I woke up. I woke you up to work. You did a lot of work. You need to rest now. Sun goes down so you can rest. That's the biggest and the most observable piece of matter in our solar system. If you had nothing but that, if you didn't have a Quran to follow, if you had nothing but that, God could judge you. You would be doomed to hell still. God will say, oh, how did it? You let this physical world fool you to think that just eating, drinking, and sleeping, sex, and praying, and having foolishness was all of the life. Children, you see an example in the biggest and the most physical thing I showed you. What keeps this thing going? What keeps life going? What keeps the production increasing is something that follows a law, something that follows an order, something that renders a service, something that it is not eating everything up, but it is giving something to the world. See what is wrong with you. So what is wrong with you? Miserable creatures have allowed the wicked enemies of God to take over the world, take over your mind, and lead you against your own self, against your will, well-being, against your own dignity, made you disrespect yourself, made you abuse yourself, make you throw yourself to hell, when you know that you should hate the leadership of this world, you should hate the calling voices of this world that calls you away from the devotion to Allah, calls you away from righteousness. You make it your decision to be a warrior, to fight them with every bit of energy you can muster up. You should never be out of a job anymore, because you have a job. You have to fight for your life against the crazy influences that are in this world that calls itself Americanism, modernism, civilization, good times. Moon, water, less man means people no faith. The Quran, Surah 36, Ayah 39, moon, dried of water. What are we to understand from this as religious people? We are to understand that waterless mind, a mind with no faith, a mind with no faith in God as the supreme being, a mind that doesn't trust moral strength and faith in something superior to it can't do very much, but assist something greater. The moon is just a little assistant to the sun, so we can live without the moon. But we certainly can't live without the sun. Yes. Some people might say, well, we can't live without the moon because the moon controls the tide. So if we don't have the moon, the water wouldn't be controlled. Well, I don't know. That may be something also in the solar system will be able to affect the tide and keep the tides in. The nature ordered if the moon is knocked out of the sky, but we know that we depend on the sun for energy, for light, for life. The sun is greater in religion. Symbolically than in the moon. Desert when earth is without water. Forget about it. No life. No life. Forget about it. Water without heat, without earth, doesn't necessarily mean no life. But earth without water means no life. So there is no life on the moon. No water. So if you go to the desert where there is hardly any water, you find hardly any life. And if you find any life at all, it's because there is some moisture in the atmosphere over the desert. Or there is some underground water existing under the desert. Or there is some moisture at some trees before the desert became desert. Some organic life before desert becomes desert was able to keep the and maintain some water to keep its organic existence on the desert. Lotus plant. So the water is either in the plant or it is in the atmosphere or it's under the desert. There is no water in the dry land. There is no life in the dry land because there is no water. But there is a plant that has its symbolic trait in religion. It is called the lotus plant. I have been fortunate enough in my life, not that I consider it any great blessing now. The lotus plant has no power. It has the symbolic meaning of symbolic religion. And I saw the lotus plant growing in the water. It wasn't on earth. It was in the water. There was no earth around it, touching it. it was growing in plain water, and the plant had risen up to the surface of the water, and there was a floating, dead was floating on the surface of the water, not being rooted. And it had bloomed, and there was a nice flower, a pretty plant growing in water, living in water without earth. And water means get moral life. Can you find a plant living in earth without water? No, no, no. So what is it saying to you? That if you want to live, you have to get moral life in you. If you want to have, you have to get faith in God back in you. The Quran, Surah 36, Ayat 39, moon measured. Mind of man is like the moon starting in the dark. It is impossible for the human mind to capture the whole of God's creation. God does not have to argue with us. He does not argue with us. He lets us run out so we will start all over again. And that is what life is on this planet Earth. Within mind, it is just like the moon that seems to be gone forever, for a day or so. And then it appears again as a thin crescent, a little thin line. And it grows and grows until it becomes full and complete circle. And then it disappears for a day or so. And after growing into fullness, it disappears for a day or so and starts all over again from a little thin line. Philosophical seers and prophets saw that as a sign of the ability of man's brain or the ability of man's intelligence. It started out in the dark. So when it is in the dark, when you see yet that your mother, you have not been born yet, but as soon as you are born, after 9 months in your mother, you become conscious of if you are blessed to have life. You become conscious in this big world created by God. So when you become conscious, your brain starts to working immediately. And the brain will grow and grow over years, and you become more and more intelligent, and you will fix your mind on something, and you will perceive what life is, and you will live that life and will run out. You are still living physically, but your mind has run out. You cannot do anything more with the reality. You are stopped. And you may run into the Honorable Elijah Muhammad back then, in that time, and he may say things that shake your mind up and jolt it with powerful energy. And you might start thinking all over again, and you end up thinking into another world. You thought yourself into another world. And you think and you think and you think. And something happens, some tragic, or something not tragic, a good experience, but something has shaken the conviction you had, and you will start all over again. Just like the moon is keeps trying to perfection. And every time the moon gets perfection, it has to give up and start all over again. Thank you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We get more than 1 month to life. So if we think we can have it and we do not, we just start all over again. That is life. So in the final analysis, what is the human being? A human being is life, certainly life, belonging to all other life that God created. All life is sensitive. All life is connected. we are connected not only to flesh, but we are connected also to plant life. All life is connected. I remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that you are what you eat. So if I am what I eat, I am cabbage, string beans, chicken, all of that stuff. And that is true. God made the human being to be a consumer of all the food. Some animals, they just want one food. Some eat grain or vegetables like we do. But we are the most, the biggest of all consumers. We consume more than all other living things. What I want to say with this line of reasoning is that we limit ourselves and we abort our brain before they reach maturity. Salatullahu Gazeem. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bain, filling in for Imam Dr. Moran Speaks. Tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday is my day. We will continue this. Inshallah, it only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Murad Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again, and we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. Thank you for listening.